Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of All the Little Children by Joe Furness, performed by Fiona Hardingham. Into my heart an air that kills, from yon far country blows. What are those blue remembered hills? What spires, what farms are those? That is the land of lost content, I see it shining plain, the happy highways where I went and cannot come again. A Shropshire Lad, A. E. Houseman. Chapter 1. Crouched in the lee of an ancient oak tree, the safest place I could find on the sparse margins of the forest, I hid from my own children. Hunkered down like prey, I ferreted out my mobile phone. I just needed 5 minutes to take a work call, that's all. Then the little terrors could have me. But Billy came crashing through the undergrowth, forcing me to flick the ringer to silent. Late summer foliage surrounded me.
Mummy!
His voice was close. I imagined his kissy lips pursed in confusion. Maybe he could smell me, like baby birds do. His footsteps faltered and he called,
Marlene?
The realization that he thought I would answer to my adult name more readily than Mummy sent me into a swoon of guilt. I knew I should jump out and gather him up, play the role of fun Mummy, surprise. But the phone vibrated in my hand. Billy's footsteps moved away. He trotted toward our campsite, still calling. His aunt's voice sang out in reply, as I knew it would if I waited long enough, and Billy whooped as he was swept into one of her hugs. Their intertwined laughter tumbled through the trees to taunt me. If only I could stack up my life like one of Billy's wooden towers into an edifice of compartmentalized blocks. If only I could turn my back for 5 minutes without those pretty boxes tumbling down. Oopsie-daisy, as Billy might say. I tapped the screen to answer the call. The line connected to a hollow wind tunnel and cut off. Return call. Line engaged. I tried again, but a voice said the number was not available. And finally, the connection cut altogether. Sod China. I hoped the sentiment would reach my unreachable Chinese employee who was screwing up my day. And Shropshire, I said to this remote hole in the forest where I'd dragged us for a long weekend in order to bond with my kids. Sod them all, I said to a rare patch of blue sky visible through the canopy. It was hard enough raising three children without my staff aggressing the moment I went offline. One of those sudden forest breezes caused the oak to shudder around me. A lilt of Billy's laughter wafted by. Amid the green of the forest, it sounded magical, like fairy music. I pushed myself to my feet, too big and too cumbersome for this realm, too adult. It was Saturday, still morning, cloudy with a high risk of tantrums. The kids had spent the whole summer bugging us, my sister-in-law Joni and me, that is, to go camping. The trip was a consolation prize for Joni, something to look forward to after she'd had to cancel plans to visit her mother back home in Pennsylvania. But as the school holidays ticked by, I had so much work, so much travel, that we left it to the last weekend. I booked a rare day off work so we could get up early on the Friday, but a crisis broke out at my factory in China. My business partner assured me she would handle it. I should go. And when I wavered, my husband got his knickers in a knot.